Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareco. Every week, we feature innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders and businesses. Throughout our higher-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of eye-opening information, profound inspiration, compassionate counseling, advanced spirituality, pertinent advice, and loving guidance. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Charlotte View provides the platform to a diverse array of guests, national and international, authors, musicians, nonprofits, social workers, psychics, healers, small businesses, retreats, you name it, who are joining forces to change the world from inside out, from their areas of expertise. If you have something to say, we have the audience for it. All interviews are easily found in all social media and are available free, on demand, for anyone who wishes to further their knowledge and to transform their lives. Host a show and get your name in the game referred as podcasting. Lead with Charlotte View on new media content revolution that is empowering individuals like you with the ability to globally distribute their ideas and create a following of like-minded fans. To request a show, please write to info@charlotteview.net or visit our website, charlotteview.net. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Welcome everybody to Charlotte View. This is your host, Claudia Pareco, and we are so happy to welcome back Canadian energy healer, Chris Keller, with the topic, energetically dissolving fear, stress, anger, and whatever else that you have. Health and soul problems. This therapy helps between every others have been proven to be so releasing that we have found callers for our show to demonstrate Chris Keller's technique. Chris will demonstrate live how with dowsing, he is able to pinpoint the root problem, say virus, parasite, negative energy, causing the caller's health issue. Once he finds the problem area and the cause, Chris will use crystalline energy tools such as pyramids to neutralize the cause or stressor. Crystalline energy tools are by far the most effective way of neutralizing stressor frequencies in the body. By simply calling the show, our callers are going to enter the energy field of these tools and feel the energies moving within their bodies. Now let's bring Chris to the show so he can tell us a little bit more about the other things that he has been doing and how his energy healing technique is now going to areas that he wasn't even, areas that you didn't even expect it. Chris, so welcome to Charlotte View.
Hi, Claudia. Thanks for having me on again. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you for calling and thank you for bringing, what would it be, a new way of living to the attention to the of our callers and of the public. Because this is this is just an exciting time where we are learning how to deal with issues that we, for many times or for many years, we thought, well, this is chronic. I have to live with it. There's nothing I can do for that. And now you are bringing hope for many people.
Well, that's exactly it. And you know, when I got into this let's call it this world of energy, I never quite expected it to quite go where it is today, and that is in a whole realm of a way to heal by using intent, by using your mind, and by identifying the problem within the body. And that's the biggest thing I find is we're basically working with, let's call it the law of identification within the universe. So as far as a health problem goes, if you can identify verbally what the list of issues are within a person, let's say somebody suffers a lot of anxiety, okay? They're always anxious, looking over their shoulder, and they're in what we call fight or flight mode. This is usually an area called the sympathetic nervous system. So what I do with my pendulum is I will ask a series of charts that I have, what are all the stressors within this sympathetic nervous system? Now, the big thing is moving out all the negative energy, and that's these are negative energies that consist of, let's say, an entity, a consciousness, some type of negative vibration that builds up within the sympathetic nervous system. So it could very well be something called an archon. It could be some type of dark energy. It could be something of a witchcraft spell or a voodoo spell. And these are all things I work with on a daily basis with, you know, 8 people a day, 5 days a week, ongoing and getting very good results with it.
And in this matter, emotions, do they also work as negative, not pleasure emotions? Are they considered blockages in the energy system?
Well, absolutely. Now, with the system that I use, what it does is it goes past the emotion and we find out why your body has this emotion. So if you have fear all the time, we're going to find out what's causing the fear. So it does get to a much deeper level than just the emotion itself. Louise Hay, everybody knows about Louise Hay. Many, many people got lots of help with her work. But with what I'm doing, I'm going past that emotion to find out what's causing that emotion.
Wow, that sounds so much better than not having any way out of it. So are you ready to bring the first caller?
I've been working at this all day. I'm very much ready.
Okay, so let's start with Stephanie and welcome her to the show.
Hi, Stephanie. What we're going to ask you to do, Stephanie, is just explain briefly the symptoms and the concerns that you have on an energy level, okay?
Okay. I kind of wanted to get some clarity and maybe some healing and just relief, I guess, from some emotions I'm having in regards to family members. There are some wounds there that I think they're healed. I'm not quite sure if they're healed. But I want to make sure that all of that stuff that's surrounding those difficult relationships is cleared.
Okay. Is this with direct family members or is it more like your spouse or children or is it something further down the line?
It is actually my parents.
Your parents. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's issues that you're having with your parents that's causing a buildup of anxiety, let's say, or buildup of negative emotions towards them, correct?
Correct. There's some anger. There's still some hurt there. And most of the time, it doesn't – I don't think about it a lot, but when it does come up, it's not overwhelming, but it's still kind of there a little bit. And so I just want to clear the rest of that out.
Okay. So I'm going to take my pendulum. I'm going to ask some questions, and we're going to see what we need to do for Stephanie, all right? Okay, what problem do we need to work on first within Stephanie? My pendulum's going to spell it out for me. It says that the problem is within her, within the sympathetic nervous system is, okay, this is something called an archon. Now, the archon, to explain it quickly, is a consciousness that takes orders from a higher source of a dark energy. In the Middle East, they call them jinn, okay? And in Arabic, the word jinn means genie. So these are things that will take orders and come in and make life rough for us. If you're a person who always trips over the same step every day, always has the same accidents, the same bad luck, this is caused by this archon. So we're gonna make the intent to move this thing out. And then I want you to tell me if you feel any tingling in your body. You might feel a little lighter. You might feel as if you can release some tension a little easier, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. You just sit and relax. Let me do all the work, and we'll see what kind of changes we make. All right. Okay. Within Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system, archons false. Send all archons in Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system into ether, please. Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system, all archons false. We're going to give this a minute to do its work, and then we'll check again. Okay, so that is lifting and leaving. Now, let me know if you do feel any kind of sensations in your body, all right?
Okay.
Okay, now, is next for Stephanie? And next is the consciousness of... Okay. What is next for Stephanie? Next is Teflon is within her. Now, so what we did is we moved out a negative energy, a consciousness. Now we're going to remove something physical within your body that could be lowering the working capacity of the sympathetic nervous system. And this is something I found a few days ago, and it's a combination of two things. It's actually a chemical reaction, and that includes Teflon from cookware, and also the mineral nutrient boron. When these two things get together, they cause a negative reaction in your body. So let's move that out. Within Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system, Teflon and boron chemical reactions, false. Sympathetic nervous system, Teflon and boron, false. Okay, so I definitely
feel like it's going out of my skin. I feel like it's coming out of my skin.
Beautiful. That's what we're looking for. You're feeling a release. Awesome. Sympathetic nervous system, boron, and Teflon is leaving. Now, I want you to take a big, deep breath and see if things feel a little calmer. How do you feel now?
I feel better. My heart was racing, and now it's not.
Awesome. So here we have within your body was a negative. This negative energy, the archon, is taking this toxin of Teflon and boron and holding it within your body in a certain area to cause a certain problem within you. Okay, and what this does is it causes a big distraction within your consciousness, so that you can't go forward. You can't get past this. It's something that's ongoing. So by doing this, we're removing the distraction, we're removing the toxin. So now you can get over this. Whatever your parents have done, we should be able to just say, you know what, let's not let it bother me. Let's move on with my life and enjoy life. So now you're going to be able to do that.
Okay.
Let's check one more. Check one more. Okay, what is next for Stephanie, please? And next is high levels of cortisol is with the hormone cortisol is the stress hormone. Now we're going to move out all the cortisol out of the sympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
Within Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system, cortisol false. Remove all the excess cortisol. Stephanie's sympathetic nervous system. and that is now lifting. So that is also going to help you to feel a lot calmer. How does that feel now, dear?
I could, my face relaxed, my muscles relaxed, and I could feel my body relaxing into the bed.
Look at that, eh? How long did that take us? About 4 minutes.
Yep, yep.
That's beautiful. So what happened here is because I work very open-mindedly and I get a lot of answers, a lot of suggestions, a lot of possibilities with my pendulum and my guides, I'm able to discern what can be a health problem within your body. And I don't work within a certain parameter. I work with anything and everything. So by identifying it, saying the words out loud through my pyramid that works as an amplifier, it just neutralizes and cancels out all the frequencies of the words that I'm using. That's basically what we're doing.
Wow. That's
and
so
anybody,
cool.
Anybody can do this. Pardon me?
Cool. Did you have any kind of training for this, or did you just get with your guides and sort of have them train you? Or
well, the story is about 10 years ago or so, my first wife passed away, and that enabled me to retire from the work I was doing. I was in printing for 28 years, and when I retired at 47, I had nothing better to do but then to find something else to do and take some courses. I found this type of work. Found it very interesting, and I found myself being able to do it very quickly. A lot of people are saying, you're fast-tracking, man. There's a lot going on within your consciousness. So I stuck with it, met a lot of people who do this type of work, and I started learning more about energy and how it affects us and how we can change it just by using our mind, just by using our thoughts, and by giving it direction. And I developed my whole system myself. The system I'm using is something I developed, and I actually sell it on my website, and I can train anybody to do this. I have 25 students all over the world right now, and it's working very, very well. So it's something I'm going to say it is gifted, okay? But I took that gift, and I used it to its highest potential and made something that is working at such a very high level. And I'm just, I'm having a blast doing it too. So that's the small story of how I got here.
Cool. Well, I thank you so much for having me, and Claudia, thank you for allowing me to call in. But this is really, really interesting. I loved it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
And that is so awesome. So you are now teaching other people how to do this, and for that, people, you can go to Chris Keller website, www.chriskeller.net, N-E-T, and all the information is there. So the classes, are they online? Are they in person, Chris?
Well, basically, it's not so much a course. It's more so the protocol that I use. You get the protocol, and then I help you with it. I show you the right way to use the charts and how to get past any kind of trouble spots that you have. So I basically, sell you all my tools that I use, all my charts and everything that goes with it, and I hold your hand through it, and I give you the right guidance to use it properly. And everybody else who's using the system, they all talk together. They're on a chat room together where they ask questions and get different opinions about certain things. And so it's turned into a community of people. And I'm going to say literally all over the world. I have somebody in India doing it, somebody in Croatia, somebody in the United Kingdom just bought one. And so everybody is talking together and creating an energy, creating a consciousness that is able to find all of these issues and help a lot of people with health problems.
Thank you, Chris. So we're going to go with our next caller, and our next caller's name is Gail. So let's bring Gail to the show.
Hello,
hey,
Chris.
Gail.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. What can we help you with today?
I have an age-old situation, and that is I have a hemangioma on my liver, which is sort of like a birthmark on my liver. And
okay.
I've noticed that longer I've been on this in this life, that I hold a lot of angst there, And I've been told, you know, I've recently started to get some energetic healing from people. And what they've told me as they've started is that the prevailing emotion they get is existential terror that has to do with some past life issues.
Okay.
I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I'm going to throw that out there, that that's one area that I am always conscious that my tension and fear resides there.
Okay, let's have a look. What problem do we need to work on within Gail, please? Let's see where we need to start. And the problem is, okay, within her liver is, within her liver is the, okay, okay, within the liver, within Gail's liver is, okay, what we're going to remove out is a consciousness out of your liver, okay? Now, within Gail's liver, the consciousness of Drunvello, my Kieseldeck, false.
Say what?
This is a consciousness of Drunvello Melchizedek. Drunvello Melchizedek. That's the guy. Consciousness of Drunvello Melchizedek false. Okay, that consciousness is lifting. I hope I got the name right. I don't know if I did or not. Let me know if your liver starts to feel a little lighter right away, okay? What is next for Gail? And next.
I'm getting some burbling.
Okay, next is, okay, ET is within her. Now we're going to remove out some extraterrestrials out of your liver. Within Gail's liver, all ET false. Cut all cords, connections, cast out all extraterrestrials, reptilian, greys, or otherwise, from the liver, send them to ether, please. Gail's liver, ET, false. All ET. Okay, they are lifting. How does that liver feel now, dear?
It's not done being tense. There's still some tension there, but yeah.
Let's go a little further. What is causing congestion within Gail's liver? What is causing congestion within the liver? So bear with me 1 minute while I find this answer. I'm going the long way this time. I got about 6 different ways to use these charts to find the answer. And sometimes, depending on the person and the issue, we need to use one specific way. Okay, now, within the liver, what is causing congestion? Okay, so we're going to call it a polyp. We're going to remove polyps off of your liver. Okay, within Gail's liver, all polyps false. In the liver, any and all polyps false. So whatever mark, whatever lesion, polyp, whatever it is now disappearing off of your liver. Gail's liver, all polyps, all lesions false. Okay, there's quite a bit of energy there. The longer it takes, the more energy there is of it.
There is a tingling.
That's what we're looking for. Within the liver, polyps, false. All polyps false. There we go. That's now lifting. How is that feeling now?
Not without congestion, but there was definitely some tingling and some lightning.
That's what we're looking for. Okay, perfect. The tingling means the energy is in there doing something. When you feel lighter, that means that that energy has been lifted. So the heavy energies have been lifted off. Let's check the liver again, all right? Okay, what is causing congestion within Gail's liver? What is causing congestion within the liver? Now, the liver is a very important organ within your body. If anything in your body isn't working well, your liver will take over. And it will do many, many different jobs. So that organ has to be working at a very high level so that you can be healthy. Okay, now, what is causing congestion within Gail's liver? Okay, now, this is kind of painting a little bit of a picture. The answer I found is called an unauthorized stargate. So if we found an extraterrestrial in there, how is that extraterrestrial getting in there? It's through a stargate. So we're going to close off all stargates out of your liver, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Within Gail's liver, stargates, false. Gail's liver, all stargates, portals and wormholes, false. Completely collapse. All stargates, all portals, and all wormholes. Okay, those are lifting and leaving. So now the words that I'm using are very important. What I'm doing is I'm using if I want to get rid of something, I say the word false. It means it doesn't exist. If I want to add something to your liver, I would say the word true. When you say the word true, that connects the liver to its highest possible vibration, connects it up with source energy, and will raise the energy of it. Let's check one more.
I don't know if it would help you, but when I get healings, typically, even if I start going in pretty calm, as they start to work from my feet up, the liver often will clench as though it's trying to protect something that they're trying to heal.
Right, and that's the extra, yeah, that is the extraterrestrial that is in there. He's trying to protect himself from being found.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you go in a certain way to identify things, then it's a much more easy process to find it and get rid of it. You have to know that working in this area, there's a lot of unknowns as to exactly what it is. Now, is there an actual alien sitting in your liver? It's more so the energy and consciousness of it that is there on certain levels. So if you do things a certain way, things just systematically leave out of your body without any kind of interference, without any kind of backlash. A lot of people will have what's called a healing crisis when they do energy work. That's because the wrong thing was done at the wrong time, and it caused a certain crash of, it's like a house of cards coming down within your body, let's say. That's what causes the healing crisis. Within my system, the healing crisis might last for an hour or so where you feel very tired, but then right away you come back. So that's the good thing with the system of identification, is that when you do things systematically, everything goes very smoothly. I want to check one more thing with your liver. What is causing congestion within Gail's liver, please? Okay, so this is telling me that the liver is now cleared out. So
okay.
What we're going to do now... Oh, hold on, it wants to move. There we go, okay. I always give my pendulum a little bit of time because sometimes it finds an answer and it says, oh, wait a minute, I think I just found something, and that's just what happened. What is causing congestion in Gail's liver? Okay, so this is very, very plausible. It's telling me that there is trans fat buildup. So you have a bit of a fatty liver. Okay. Which is, everybody's got a fatty liver. All right, let's reduce the amount of fat around the liver. Okay, all excess fat within and around Gail's liver, false. Reduce the amount of fat within and around Gail's liver to acceptable functional levels. We still need some fat around the liver. We don't want to get rid of all of it. The fat within and around Gail's liver reduced to acceptable functional levels. Okay, so now the liver is going to start to reduce its amount of fat. So the intent I'm using very clear language so that the right action happens within the liver. Okay? Now we're going to take the liver, we're going to say the word true, and your liver is going to start to function at a much higher level, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Gail's liver, true. Gail's liver, function and health, true. Gail's liver, function and health, true. There we go. So, how is that feeling now, Gail?
I think some of the tension I feel is so historical, it's hard maybe for me to sense living without it. So it's sort of like a phantom pain. So I think I still have some of it here, but I know that there was definitely some burbling, or that's what I'll call it, in that area.
Right.
So there was definitely something working.
Let's go to a different level. Let's go outside the liver and see if there's another area of your body that needs to be addressed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where is the most resistance within Gail's body, please? Where is the most resistance within Gail's body? Bear with me 1 minute while we find this.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the most resistance? Okay, we're going to have a look at your entire... it's moving again. All right. In the aura. Where is the most resistance in Gail's aura? Okay, we're going to have a look at your soul. We do soul work like crazy here. The soul is a very crucial part of your being, and that's got to be nice and squeaky clean. Okay. Now, what is the problem within Gail's soul, please? Problem is, there is a scar on the soul Are you claustrophobic?
No.
No? Okay, what is the scar on the soul from? The scar is from... here we go. Close encounter of... Okay, so the ET that have been... coming in and out of your body, doing experiments, whatever, have put a scar on your soul. It's caused a lot of problems. This has been happening through many lives. Okay, I'm seeing many lives here. Now, within Gail's soul, any and all scars, false. Gail's soul, scars, false. Lift any and all scars off the soul. This is going to make you feel a little lighter, a little happier, a little bit more joyful.
Yeah, I can feel a lifting.
Awesome. Within the soul, all scars. Lift all scars. Scars are lifted. Now we're going to do this. Gail's soul. Reconnect to soul source. Gail's soul. Soul source true. Soul source, true. okay. Now, your soul is reconnecting with Source. It's kind of being coddled right now, let's say. A lot of people, I call it Source. Some people would say God. Some people may say other types of deities. I like to use the word Source. How's that feeling now, Gail?
It's good. I'm getting a lot of tingling in various parts of my body, in my hands, in my head, my lips, you know, throughout my abdomen, my feet.
So by reconnecting the soul to Source, this is going to accommodate a lot of other healings through your body that are in need of that energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if there's anything else we need to do. When I work on the soul, I don't want to leave it half done. We got to finish the whole thing, otherwise it could lead into another problem. What is next for Gail, please? Okay, next is... Okay, both. Oh, here we go. Set and Thoth are within our. We're going to clear out some consciousness out of your soul. This is the consciousness of the Egyptian gods Seth and Thoth. Within Gail's soul, Seth and Thoth false. Cut all cords and connections with Seth and Thoth within Gail's soul and send them to ether, please. Gail's soul, Set and Thoth, false. Okay, those son of a guns are now leaving. That will make you feel even lighter yet. What is next for Gail? And next is consciousness of chaos of is high levels of scarring. Okay, so we're getting a confirmation. They're saying that the scarring is gone. And okay, so that is finished. The soul is done.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So now by reconnecting the soul to Source, a lot of things that get bottled up inside of you are now able to leave. Okay. This connection is very much, we can call it a filter. We can call it a drain. We can call it something that's going to take care of all of these negative things that are piling up within your body on a daily basis. Anybody who suffers from chronic depression, there is a problem within the soul. This disconnects within the soul. You may be disconnected from your soul. Your soul may be disconnected to Source. There could be some other negative vibrations within the soul that need to be cleared out. But once everything is connected all back together, joy comes in. A person feels a lot happier as if something is now going to leave them alone. So the soul is a very, very crucial area to work in, especially when it comes to depression, anxiety. Any kind of feeling of lowness is all to do basically with the soul.
Well, thank you. That was very interesting.
There we go, Gail. You're good to go, my dear.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a better day.
Ben, that was awesome, Chris. I was going to ask you, we are listening, the callers and I, do we also get some of that healing, or are we not? We're just listeners, and the only one that's getting all the work is Gail.
Well, that's funny you should ask. There's a very good possibility that whoever is listening, if they need this clearing, they may receive it also. I've done many, many radio shows and podcasts where people call in and say, hey, how come I can feel that? Boy, do I feel better now, and you weren't even working on me. So yes, there's a very good chance that if somebody's listening to this, they're getting a bit of a healing themselves.
Great. So, because, you know, when you were working with Stephanie on the first one, I was feeling something also. So now that's, thank you for saying, so that's the confirmation that something is also working within me.
That's correct. And it's nothing but good things can happen, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. So now let's go with our very patient Bobby and bring her to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Bobby. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for being here.
And Gail's healing. The thing that interested me in this was the title, actually, Energetically Dissolving Fear, Stress, and Anger. I have a lot of fear, stress, and anger, and a lot of self-doubt and, you know, feeling of unworthiness and a lack of clarity. I know that I'm intended to be and do more than I'm allowing myself, but I can teach other people to break through that, but I can't seem to get myself to do that. So I'm wondering.
I understand. Let's see. What is the first thing we need to do for Bobby, please? Now, they're spelling out that Bobby's problem is within her time stamp of here and now. Okay. So what are we going to remove from the timestamp of here and now? We are going to remove. All right. Now, within when you're working with energy, you have to consider everything. So, of course, one of the darker energies is Lucifer, Satan. There's somebody called Iblis. There's a few of these really dark demonic beings that are present. And your timestamp of here and now is more so... much, some people might call it an Akashic record account, something of that nature. So we're, out of this time stamp of here and now, I'm going to remove Lucifer out of it, okay?
Yes, please.
Now, I remove Lucifer from so many people, I call him Lucy. This guy is just a pain in my backside, and he does not respect humanity whatsoever. So we're going to remove that out and get rid of him. Okay, here we go. Within Bobby's time stamp of here and now, Lucifer falls. Cast out Lucifer. Bobby's time stamp of here and now. Send him straight to ether, please. You got to send him somewhere, otherwise he's going to go back in. So you send him to the ethers, and he can't come back. Bobby's time stamp of here and now, Lucifer, falls. Lucifer is now leaving. Let me know when you feel a little lighter, if you feel a little better, okay?
I do.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to look in different areas of your body and see if Lucifer is there. This consciousness is multidimensional, so they can be in many places in your body at once. Where is Lucifer within Bobby's body, please? Where is Lucifer? Where is Lucifer? Okay, we're going to look in the aura. All right, within Bobby's aura, where is Lucifer? Okay, so this is in your consciousness. In Bobby's consciousness, Lucifer falls. Cut all cords and connections with Lucifer and Bobby's consciousness. Send Lucifer to ether, please. Bobby's consciousness, Lucifer falls. Lucifer is gone. Does that feel even a little better yet, dear?
I feel a little dizzy.
Okay. The dizziness is a very good sign that this energy is vortexing out of your body. Okay, some people might feel a bit of nausea, you might feel dizzy, you might feel a chill, you might feel a wave of energy go through your body. So the dizziness is a vortex opening up to take this away.
And I'm actually warm.
Okay, another good sign. Any kind of change of energy in your body as we're doing this is a sign that something is shifting, something is moving. Okay, where is Lucifer within Bobby? Now, this doesn't make you a bad person because you have Lucifer. Welcome to the club. Everybody's got him. Okay, it just means that he's causing a bit more of issues in your body. Where is Lucifer? Okay, we're gonna eliminate him out of your entire body. Just gonna get rid of him. What we do first is find the high levels of where the stressor is, and then we whittle it down to until the pendulum says clear the entire body. If you did the entire body at once, it wouldn't work very well. It would take a long time, and you know, you have to kind of hunt and peck through the body. And it's like finding a needle in the haystack with a magnet. You can find it a lot easier, but you still gotta find it. All right, now within Bobby's entire body, entire being, Lucifer, false. Cut all cords and connections with Lucifer and Bobby's entire body and send him to ether. Bobby's entire body, Lucifer, false. Completely disconnect the consciousness of Lucifer. Remove Lucifer from Bobby's entire body. Lucifer, false. Lucifer is gone. Right, my dear, how does that feel now?
Well, I'm not hot now. That's good.
Okay.
And I feel a little fearful. Do I need to worry about that?
No, you do not. Absolutely not. If you got me on your side, you have nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
Nothing to fear whatsoever. A lot of people ask me how come I don't get affected by these energies. And it's very simple. I don't fear them. When you have fear in your body, when you have that feeling of fear, that's what attracts them. That's what they want. They want to create that energy of fear, which is, for them, it's a food. It's we call it louche. When your body has fear, anxiety, rage, anger, that creates that energy, and they love to feed off of it. So the more that they can create within you, the more they're going to eat, okay? That's one reason why they're here, because we eat food, we eat crops, we eat vegetables and animals. They eat energy. That's their sustenance. That's their chi is the energy. Okay, now let's see. What is next for Bobby, please? And next is, okay, Boron and Teflon are within her. Okay, let's clear out that sympathetic nervous system. Bobby's sympathetic nervous system, Boron and Teflon, false. Remove all the Boron and Teflon chemical reactions within the sympathetic nervous system. So this is the physical component of everything you're experiencing. Now, normally your body would be able to remove any kind of toxins and pathogens, but because of these negative energies, they hold them within your body and use them against you. Okay, that is lifting. What is causing congestion within Bobby's sympathetic nervous system? Congestion is from, okay, there is a witchcraft spell. Okay, Bobby's sympathetic nervous system, witchcraft spells, false. Lift all witchcraft spells and witchcraft spell manifestations from the central nervous system. Okay, those are lifting. Take a big deep breath for me, Bobby. Do things feel a little calmer and a little less fear?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, once again, what is causing congestion in Bobby's sympathetic nervous system? Okay, so I'm being told that more so, it is consciousness of a witch within her. And okay, so out of your entire body, we're going to remove the consciousness of a witch that's causing a lot of these problems.
Okay.
Within Bobby's entire body, the consciousness of the witch, false. Send it to ether, please. Bobby's entire body, the consciousness of the witch falls. That consciousness is lifting. Now, what type of work do you do, Bobby?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. So what happens here is when if you're a person and you work in a type of field that helps humanity,
mm-hmm.
quite often you're going to get hit hard by these energies because they want to stop you from helping people. Okay, so a third of all of my clients are energy healers themselves who have been doing this for a while, and they end up taking on a lot of energies. They get sick themselves. Okay, so quite often these dark negative energies want to stop you from what you're doing because, number one, you're helping humanity. Number two, they want to stop the help of humanity because they don't want us to go into a higher vibration, into a higher form of consciousness where they can't use our energy. So they want to keep their meal ticket, let's say, okay? So they want to stop the ascension process. They want to stop us from going into a higher level of consciousness, and that's what they do. They'll target the people who are trying to raise this consciousness and raise this vibration, and keep them ill. So
that's
with what you're doing, most definitely they're going to try and keep you down.
Uh-huh. I'm also in school I'm learning to be a healer. So
there you go. That's why I asked, because I knew there's something to do with healing. Within your dharma, and they want to stop you from doing that. Okay, number one, any fear that you get, just push it away. Fear nothing, my dear. There's nothing to fear.
So is it safe to say that fear that I feel is not my own? It's being created?
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. Now, the intent that you carry, the intent that a lot of people use a mantra every day. I am brilliant. I am smart. I am light. I am love. These mantras do work if you use the right one. It's all about the right words and the right intent, and that's what makes my work successful, is by using the right intent. So if you said the words, "This fear is not mine. I discard it and I do not accept it." If you use those types of mantras, and if you had one of my energy tools and you used an energy tool with it, it would bring it to a much higher level. You don't have to have one. If you used a crystal, if you used some type of energy device that you may have along with it, it would raise things to a much higher level. So the intent that we put out is probably the most important thing in the world. A lot of people get up in the morning, they look in the mirror and say, "I'm never going to get out of this crummy job." Well, now you're never going to get out of this crummy job, because that's the intent. That's the energy that you're pushing forward, and it's basically cursing you. You're putting a curse on yourself. So you can put a blessing on yourself. You can put a curse on yourself with the right positive attitude, with the right positive words, with the right intent in order to do so.
Okay. Is there a specific tool? You said one of my tools. Is there a specific one that you recommend for me?
Yeah, on my website, I carry some energy rings. One is a neutralization ring. One is a sun ring. And I sell these in combo packs. And when you use these tools in tandem, one after another, the neutralization ring will pull off negative energy off of your body. It'll loosen it up. And then when you use a sun ring to create intent, and there's many ways to do it, and when you buy the tools, of course, you're a member of my club, and I'm going to teach you how to use them properly. That is what enhances the energy, brings it up to a higher level.
Okay. Wonderful. Can I ask
Absolutely.
One more question?
You may.
I had Lucifer, and I had a witch, and I just forgot my question. Dang it.
I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
I guess it doesn't matter. So, okay, I'm happy. Is there anything? I feel good now. I need to more that you need to ask.
Let's see. Let's check one more. See if there's anything else. What is next for Bobby, please? And next is. Next is Okay, the name of problem is consciousness of. Okay, now this is something new that I found today, and every day I find something new. This is the consciousness of an entity called Aaron. Okay, now within Bobby's entire body, the consciousness of Aaron false. Release the consciousness of Aaron from the soul, subconscious, consciousness, chakra system, Bobby's entire body. The consciousness of Aaron false. Send it to ether. Consciousness of Aaron is lifting. Okay, so that should take care of things.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I think I have an echo, but that leaving my sinuses actually hurts.
You know, the sinuses are very, very intricate in the whole concept of negative energy. A lot of people have sinus issues for no reason, and the sinuses is almost like a little, let's say, a cave where these things like to hide out.
Interesting. Because I've just recently begun to have sinus issues.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is now leaving. Awesome. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you, Chris. You have a good rest of your evening.
Oh, always, always.
Well, we are reaching the end of the show. And is there anything that you want to tell Lucy before we say goodbye?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of people have got all different issues. Everybody has got a health issue of some kind, an emotional issue, mental issue, physical, whatever it may be. And when you're using energy like this in this format, there's really nothing that can't be helped. I have a quadriplegic in Scotland I'm working with who's no longer a quadriplegic. Basically, anything can be done. As long as you put the right intent with the right area of the body to move the right energy out, anything is possible. As human beings, we have an ability, let's call it a gift, to manifest. We can manifest our lives. We can manifest something of a physical nature. My wife and I manifested our new house, the exact house that we wanted and needed, in the exact right neighborhood with the exact right people within it. It's there, and it was at a price that we can afford, and that was manifested. That's what we wished for. That's what we got. Now, there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. I asked for a very busy business. Now I can't take weekends off anymore sometimes. But when you use your intent to manifest things, when you can use your intent to manifest your health, and it's not as easy as that, but if you use that type of philosophy along with some energy modalities, a lot better things can happen.
Someone in the chat room asked if you were talking about witches and you took some witches out of Bobby, and this person asked, is Halloween consciousness against our health?
Well, there's a lot of philosophy about Halloween. If you let it be a negative in your life, it will be a negative. My kids are dressing up for Halloween. They're going to go trick-or-treating just like everybody else, and they're going to be just fine. So if you want it to be, it will be.
Yeah, so it's all in the intention of your words and where you direct them, correct?
That's right. A lot of people will look at the internet and they'll research Halloween and find out what it's all about and what its roots are and what happened in the past with Halloween. And then that'll create within their consciousness a fear of it. Okay, then things start to manifest. As soon as you bring in that consciousness of a negative, it will start to manifest within your body. If you're a smoker and you go to the doctor and the doctor says you're going to get lung cancer, well, you're probably going to get lung cancer because now you're thinking about it all the time and it's going to manifest within your body. Many, many smokers have perfectly healthy lungs. Not everybody gets lung cancer from smoking. So there's something triggers that manifestation of whatever the health problem is in within your body.
Now, I wonder, Grace, why it feels like it's easier to manifest negative things than it than to do the positive things, the things that you really desire.
Yes, that is because for the last thousands and thousands of years, the Earth, the planet, and humanity has been governed by a dark entity. We call it a demiurge. Okay, there was all these different gods, a lot of Greek gods, Egyptian gods, a lot of different dark energy gods have been ruling over the Earth and humanity. And the whole consciousness shift that humanity and the Earth is going through right at this very moment into higher dimensions is a change. We're flipping polarities within the energy of our solar system so that it is now a peaceful one instead of a dark one. Okay, we're going to be bringing in love and light instead of darkness. So it's all shifting now. So now it's going to be easy to manifest good things in your life instead of bad things.
Let's try putting them out and think of all the good things that you want in life and make it happen.
That's correct.
Well, thank you, Chris, again for being part of Charlotte View. And we know we're going to have you back. So know where to get us. And there's always a spot for you, Chris. I love your show. I love how you have grown since the first show we did together. The confidence that you have, and now I think it's part the confidence and part the level of consciousness that we have all grown, that now we are understanding actually what we're talking about. So it's phenomenal.
It certainly is, isn't it? And it's a wonderful ride. Wonderful things are happening. And I'm never going to stop doing this work. I'm never going to retire. I'm always going to keep on doing this.
Well, yeah, if you're having fun, why stop doing it?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, lots of love for you and your family. I saw a picture of your family recently. Lovely kids. So the best for you. And I'll see you soon.
Very good, Claudia. Thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Goodbye.